like to wake up as Colin Kaepernick these days? I mean, pinched yourself
here? I mean, it's the same as it was 6 months ago.
Did you expect when you took over the starting job that you'd be standing here still playing in February?
I was hoping so.
Colin, how have you been able to handle all of this? I mean, it just seems the stages get bigger and bigger. And is there something or someone, whatever it is, that's helped you get through all the pressure that's been on you the last 6, 7, 8 weeks?
I mean, I've just tried to keep my head down and keep working, not worry about anything else.
Do you remember growing up, like a specific, you know, watching a specific Super Bowl and kind of that moment where you're like, I want to be there someday? And if so, which game was it?
I can't say an exact Super Bowl. I just remember watching a lot of them growing up.
With the 49ers, like I said, here with Joe Montana and Steve Young, have you had a chance to meet those guys or appreciate what they've done here?
Yeah, I've met both of them, talked with both of them briefly. I mean, they did great things here.
Steve came down and interviewed you yesterday, right?
Yes.
Did he give you any pointers on how to handle the coming 10 days?
Just keep going.
I have to ask you a question about your tattoos. Which one is your favorite and why?
Probably the one on the inside of my arms that says, my gift is my curse. I just feel like that's something that applies to my life in many different ways. I mean, being an NFL quarterback, there's a lot of advantages that come with it. There's a lot of doors that open when you're a quarterback. But at the same time, you're under a lot of scrutiny. There's a lot of things you can't do as well.
Speaking of which, I know that your tattoo guy in Reno, his business has kind of elevated since your star has kind of risen. Can you just talk about your relationship with him? And I mean, how did you find him? And how do you, you know, kind of learn to trust it, you know, a guy like that that needs to, you know, do all that work on your body?
I met him through a friend in college. I had him do one piece. I really liked it, and I've been going to him ever since.
When did you get the gift as your first one?
In college.
A lot of words out of Turlock these days about you and nothing but good things being said. How important to you that people at home still think so positively about you?
I mean, that means a lot. That's where I'm from. That's where my roots are. The fact that people that I grew up with are still saying good things about me is a good sign.
Jim and Greg, talk a little about your confidence. Where does that come from?
Just being prepared.
Do you see yourself Kaepernicking a lot on Super Bowl Sunday?
I don't know. I hope so.
Is that the tattoo that you're kissing when you're doing that, the one you were talking about before? Which one are you?
I have faith down my right bicep, and I have to God the glory on my right arm as well.
And so when you're doing that, that's the one that you're...
Yeah, that's...
Colin, give me
what does that mean to you in terms of, you know, just your faith and what you've come through as far as hitting that tattoo?
Well, I mean, number one is kind of my way of saying I don't really care what people think about my tattoos. I got them for me and to show people this is what I believe in. And, I mean, God has brought me this far. He's, laid out a phenomenal path for me, and I can't do anything but thank him.
How different has it been playing in the playoffs and the few regular season starts, the intensity, that all that sort of stuff, and how have you been able to handle it so well?
I mean, you just have to prepare. That's the biggest thing. If you're prepared going into a game, you'll be confident when you go out there.
Colin, do you have an expectation of how playing on this stage is going to be different than any other meeting?
I wouldn't say I have an expectation for it. I'm just going to keep working and see what happens.
Colin, I don't know if you saw, but Alex had some really nice things to say about you. He's obviously a part of your fan club. How important has it been in what could be a sticky situation to have him be handling it the way he's handled it?
I mean, it means a lot. I think it really shows his character and the kind of man he is. He's helped me through everything from week one till now.
Whose idea was it to do the trademarking of
him? That was my agent.
Colin, given the fact
that... Has the NFL gotten mad at you?
Huh?
Has the NFL come down on you for that?
Oh, I don't know.
Colin, given the fact that you weren't heavily recruited in college and your fast start here, does that give you extra fuel, extra motivation?
I don't know. I'm just working, trying to make sure I'm ready for the next game.
I was going to ask you a question about the Baltimore Ravens. Just your initial thoughts on the matchup and what you've seen with them on
tape? Very physical defense. They're a veteran defense. They know what they're doing. I mean, when there's holes in the defense, they know where the holes are, so they're going to try to cover them up the best way they can.
What were the thoughts of playing against Ray Lewis?
I mean, he's a phenomenal player. He's been doing it for, I think, more years than anybody in the league right now. I mean, you can't say enough about the guy.
Do you think he still strikes intimidation at this point in where he is in his career, even within you?
I mean, I'm not one to try to get intimidated. I'm just going out to play. But, I mean, Ray Lewis has kind of been the icon of what a linebacker is supposed to be and how the intensity of the game is supposed to be.
How many tickets have you requests have you
done? A lot.
Can you fulfill them all?
No.
What were you doing? What were you doing? Remember what you were doing last Super Bowl Sunday?
Watching the game. I don't remember where I was at.
How much you expect to run the ball this week? You kind of had two different games, last 2 weeks for running. How much you expect to use that way?
I don't know. It depends on what the coaches call.